Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan. Channel Q.
The metaverse is a growing industry. By 2024, Bloomberg Intelligence analysts predict the total value of the metaverse could hit $800 billion.
Wow.
And also, you might have heard of the term, well, Meta. It's something that's been around for a long time, and then Facebook took it as the name of its company.
I was gonna say, that's the new name.
Yeah, that's the name.
Yeah.
And an executive cited this Meta Finance research paper and said that they estimate the metaverse will contribute $3 trillion to the global economy by 2031. So this is big business. It's a place that they're banking. We're all going to be, live, work, etc. But this could also be a safe space for LGBTQ plus folks.
Huh.
And there are some experiments that were done specifically during Pride that were trying to prove this. And we're bringing on Dr. David Johns, who's an executive director of the National Black Justice Coalition now, to share more. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me back, Shira. It's always good to be with you as well, my brother Ryan.
Hi, babes. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, so let's get into this, because you were part of this Meta Dreamhouse. It was a space built within the app Horizon Worlds and by LGBTQ plus folks. Can you break this down for the person who's like, what are they talking about right now?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm the person she's talking about. What the hell is this?
Me. Yes, I can try. So three things. One is that the metaverse is not yet established or built out. I think about this as like Oregon Trail, a problematic-ass game, but something that a lot of folks in my generation are familiar with, and the fact that it's still being built out. So I want people to understand that and to do the work to address the safety concerns and fears that we righteously have, such that we can claim space in an environment that is still being built out. Specific to the question, in June of this year, I was invited to participate in a Pride Meta gathering, and it included the legendary Laomi, as well as Chris Law, a sister named Tez Holiday, Renee Montgomery, who's the owner of the WNBA team in Atlanta. And it was built in an environment created by Black, Native, Indigenous, Latinx, people of color, some of whom are queer. And it provided an environment in which we could just be and connect with each other, in spite of the fact that we were physically located across the world, but we were able to literally gather in a space that was safe, that was curated for us and by us. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I continue to tell people is that I had met some of these people before in my life, but the environment that was created made us feel really comfortable. Ryan, it felt like when we all settled into being in Israel together on our reality journey. And while I continue to have concerns, right, like all spaces are not universally safe, and we have a responsibility to make sure that the most vulnerable who have the opportunity to move through them are safe. But I remain excited about the possibilities that are connected to the developing metaverse.
Well, and I think the metaverse is this virtual world, right? That folks are kind of like, well, what do you mean? Where is this community? Where are you, coming together in this place? And it is a digital space, right? It's a virtual reality
space
where you come together. And for me, when we're having this conversation that is so necessary, especially when it comes to safe spaces, accessibility is at the core of what a safe space can be, right? And I wonder, what does that really look like for especially communities that are Black and brown, trans, and even further marginalized? What does that mean? And when it comes to the accessibility, because not everyone can access this metaverse if you don't have the proper equipment.
Or the coins, right? So let's start there. There are two things that remain a concern for me. One is the cost. We're still in an environment where so many Black LGBTQIA plus folks are young people, are people who live in small, rural, and isolated communities, literally do not have access to a phone or reliable, consistent, high-speed broadband that allows them to engage in Web 2.0, let alone the cost of a device, the headset. The Oculus headset is around $300. That is cost prohibitive for so many members of so many different communities. And that's something that we continue to ensure that Meta and others are conscious of and are finding ways to overcome so that we're not simply recreating the existing digital divide and exacerbating it. The second thing is like what it means for someone to show up in that space. And so what I would encourage people to do for a second is just imagine that if we were all, the three of us, Ryan, Shira, myself, if we were having this conversation in the metaverse, we could not just simply be talking with each other, but looking at one another. The Oculus allows for what feels like a totally immersive experience where I could throw my hands right now and you would see confetti come from my hands, or I could sort of move around and morph into different spaces in whatever environment that we all agree to be in. And then that raises questions about physical safety. Mm-hmm. One of the things that continues to be of concern is, what does it mean to be in an environment where language is not necessarily spoken or verbal, right? 90% of communication is nonverbal, but where a gesture in a different country or continent or context might mean something that's offensive, right? There have also been concerns around people's physical space being violated. I'm thankful that the platform that I engaged on, Horizon, again, it's owned by Meta, and there are lots of concerns when it comes to the way that Meta shows up in the world.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate that they have allowed for crowdsourcing of safety, such that if an individual is violating community standards, there are steps that one can take to block and otherwise restrict one from having access.
Wow.
There are also boundaries that you can select such that, unlike being in New York, where I spent a lot of time as a student and people don't respect physical space, you can create a physical boundary in a virtual space where one cannot penetrate it. So there are options, and there also is a whole lot of work that needs to be done.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your experience. So cool. And I'm obviously a big fan of Web3 and the possibilities. That was Dr. David Johns, Executive Director of the National Black Justice Coalition. Thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate you all for holding space for this important conversation.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.